So the Chargers' offensive line is kind of, they've had a lot of centers and a lot of different combinations. What have they done that's allowed them to keep like Philip Rivers upright and keep them so so productive this year?
You know, they play well together. You know, guys that've been together for a while. You know, they've been there for a while. So when you've been there for a while and you know each other, how each other play, they cover for one another really well, and they do a great job. And don't forget, Philip Rivers do a great job of getting rid of the ball fast too to keep them guys, you know, for a lot of pressure off of them.
So you're saying Philip Rivers does get rid of the ball so quickly.
Yes.
So how do you guys as a defense get pressure to him then, knowing that the ball's going to be coming out as quick as it is?
Well, everything works together. You know, everything, you know, the coverage works with the pass rush works with the coverage. So, you know, as a quarterback like Philip Rivers, you have to, you know, have both. You can't have good pressure and then bad coverage. You got to have good coverage, bad pressure. You got to have both. And that's what we're trying to do Sunday.
So Brandon Oliver's kind of been a guy that's come out of nowhere. And obviously you guys saw him a couple weeks ago when they were up here. So what do you guys need to do to contain him and make sure that he doesn't get the run game going as much as they'd like to?
You know, he's a good back. I take my hat off to him. You know, I got to see him and I said, wow, this is a good guy. Good back. But, you know, we know that, you know, this, you know, first thing is stopping the run in football. So we know that's going to be our biggest, number one thing, stopping the run. And he got a pretty good game against the last time he came up here. So we're going to have to just stay in our gaps. He's a guy that he can get in, get out. You don't know he's so small. You don't know where he at. So you got to, like, you know, fight to stay in your gap and just be disciplined.
So obviously we haven't notched the first win of the year, but do you guys see improvement throughout the defense as units? You guys getting better in certain areas as the season's gone on?
You know, if you know, we in the Raiders organization, this team, know we're getting better, and people might not believe that, but you know, Coach Pirano is doing a great job of, you know, making us believe every week, every day, that we are getting better, and we see it in and out. And we as a defense are coming together and playing better. And once we get this thing rolling, we're going to be going in the right direction, and we're going in the right direction right now. We just need that first win.